KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for another edition of Happy Trails. Today we're going to head out to Ukiah and check out the Rail with Trail project there. Emily and I are going to be talking with the senior civil engineer for the city of Ukiah's public works, Ben Kagiyama. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Cliff.
Good morning, indeed. So we got we have been talking about rails and trails and all that for some time, but you guys in Ukiah looks like you are moving forward with a rail with trail project, and this is also in the North Coast Railroad Authority's purview, correct?
Yes, that's right.
All righty. So let's hear a little bit about this project.
Well, this is a first phase of the rail trail project, and it will be about 3/4 miles in length between Gobi Street on the south and Clara Avenue on the north. It's it's closest to downtown. The segment that's closest to downtown, just a couple blocks east of State Street, and it's west of 101. And it's going to provide access to many of the downtown areas. It's going to provide access to shopping areas, neighborhoods, the Grace Hudson Museum, Sun House, and the community garden there, the hospital. Community is very excited about this project.
So, Ben, how long of a trail did you say this was?
It's about 3/4 of a mile.
Okay, so not real long.
Not real long, but like I said, it's the section that's the closest to our downtown.
Mm-hmm. Is it connecting with other trails in the area?
Not directly. We do have, I think, Gobi Street is a Class 2 bikeway. It has mm-hmm. bike lanes, and Clara is not designated as a bikeway, but we do expect to extend it to the north, up to Brush Street at the city limit line. And then the county could potentially extend it from there further north up to Lake Mendocino Drive. That's designated as their first phase or high priority project in the Mendocino Council of Governments Rail with Trail Corridor Plan, which we could discuss further.
Sure, of course. So I'm curious as to how the process went to get this approved.
Well, this trail was envisioned many years ago in the City of Ukiah's Bike and Pedestrian Master Plan that goes back to 1999. That's when I was first aware of it. It was in that plan, and then it came into the regional bikeway plan. After that, we did a feasibility study in, when was that, 2002, and we've been applying for funding through the Caltrans bicycle transportation account for many years, and we finally received funds through them.
That's fantastic. And how was the process in getting this approved through the North Coast Railroad Authority?
Well, we have had a letter of support from their executive director, Mitch Stogner, many years ago. We don't have any kind of formal approval from them yet. We've met with their with Northwestern Pacific, the railroad operator, mm-hmm. During the rails, the MCOG corridor plan phase, and got some valuable input from that, from him, from John Williams, and at this point, at the last NCRA meeting, it was mentioned that this project is going to be coming up, and this next meeting, our consultant will be doing a brief presentation about the rail trail project. We have our conceptual plans or 30% plans wrapping up. We'll be submitting that and getting a draft lease agreement to the NCRA. So this is, we're getting to a crucial point where we're going to be getting their input and needing their approval.
Now, I assume in this area that there is it's a pretty wide right-of-way to have both rail and trail there?
Yes, yes. I think it's at a minimum 70 feet or so and widens out north of Perkins, where there was a yard there, maybe 100 or more feet. 200 feet, maybe in that area, but generally, I think it's about 70 feet.
To me, that's one of the real kind of highlights of this trail. With there's a lot of right of way kind of to work with. It's a great alternative to all of the main kind of thoroughfares for cars north south through Ukiah. Also, it's of thinking of comparing around Humboldt Bay. We're not in the coastal zone. We don't have to think about having sheep piling along the side of a railroad prism. It seems like a really discreet segment to then build a lot of support for continuing the trail north. And I think one of the best assets of the work that Mendocino Council of Governments did with the Rail with Trail plan throughout the whole county was really highlight, where are the next kind of priorities to connect this trail further north, where are the priorities in Willits. I think that, Ben, you mentioned Lake Mendocino, and that's one of a kind of trail destinations for single track, and it would be, really great kind of economically to have connections from the multi-use trails through City of Ukiah to connect with the trail destination out at Lake Mendocino.
Yes, absolutely. That would really be great to for the county to extend it from the city limits up to Lake Mendocino Drive. You've got Mendocino College up there and Lake Mendocino. And then further north is Redwood Valley.
Mm-hmm. And how has support been for the trail, both from businesses and the public? I know when I've been through, I've definitely seen a lot of people using the tracks already as a way to, get off State Street and, a way to just have kind of a way to hike through. And I feel like having the trail there will even more kind of codify that as a key route for pedestrians. So what has been the support within Ukiah?
Oh, it's been very good. It's the community's always been behind this project. The council is strongly behind this project, and we've had good turnouts at the few public workshops that we've held, mm-hmm. and pretty much overwhelming support for the project that I'm aware of.
So, Ben, since this is a trail that's going to be taking place, right there in the heart of Ukiah, what kind of use do you expect to have of this trail?
I think it'll be both for commuters and recreational type use. We don't have a real good north-south bikeway on mm-hmm. on the east side of town.
So expected to be pretty heavily used?
Yes. Yes, right. Definitely going to be heavily used. It's more comfortable. You're away from the traffic and the travel lanes. We do have a street crossing there at Perkins, so that will be one of the design elements is having a safe street crossing.
Wonderful.
Of Perkins Street there. There are pretty long stretches there between Gobi and Perkins, and then between Perkins and Clara, and it'll be a great safe way to get around town.
Well, safety is definitely one of the key elements of a good trail. It sounds like you guys have really worked that one in there, which is certainly good. What's the timeline are we looking at for this trail?
Well, provided that we don't have any serious obstacles, we hope to get the plans wrapped up in the next few months, and then be ready to go out to bid for construction early this summer, and go to construction this summer. That's well. My plan is to get construction at least started this year.
Excellent. Have you got funding secured for this yet?
The BTA grant. We have the BTA grant from Caltrans was for almost $600,000. We have an MCOG grant to cover the matching amount for local agency. So we've got about $662,000 for design and construction.
And what's the total cost on this?
Well, I think that we may not have as much funding as we would like to get the amenities we would like to have on this project. So I think we're going to do the best we can. I don't have a final estimate yet, mm-hmm. but we're basically going to do the best we can given the amount of funding that we have.
Sounds fair.
So we may have, it's possible there may be a second phase in order to complete some of the amenities that we'd like.
What kind of amenities are you looking at, like signage?
Yes, signage. We would like to have some lighting, a barrier fence between the tracks and the trail. That may be a requirement of the NCRA, some landscaping, and possibly other things like benches and other things like that.
Yeah, all that would be good. I guess stage one, though, get the trail in there.
Exactly, yes.
That would be the most important part there. Emily, were there other things you wanted to touch on?
Well, speaking of successful trails and kind of grand openings, there was the grand opening for the Elk River Hikshari Trail last Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, that went beautifully.
That was a real success. It went very well. It was great to see it just kind of so many people, and even on a pretty cloudy day. So that was a real success, and it was a really kind of trail oriented day. If you took up every opportunity, there was a 4-hour work day for the first event for the City of Arcata Trail Stewards Group, and they did work kind of constructing a whole new section of single track in the Sunny Bray Forest and decommissioning an old road as well, and they had about 50 people turn out, 50 volunteers. That is great for a first event. And so now the Trail Steward Program that is really kind of volunteer-driven to do work on trails, maintenance, that really takes a lot of that cost and burden off of the jurisdictions that are managing these trails, and I think this volunteer program is going to be key for when we even further talk about expanding our trail system and really having kind of this community partnership to really maintain the trails we have. Mm-hmm. So the Trail Stewards is now kind of actively working in the City of Arcata at the Friends of the Dunes and on the Hammond Trail. So check out Humboldt Trails Council for more information if you want to get involved.
And speaking of the Elk River Trail, if you missed that and want to kind of get a view of it without actually having to be there, you can. There was a wonderful pictorial essay in the Lost Coast Outpost that took place. I think it was put in on Friday. If it's basically, you can just scroll down or search for it in the Lost Coast Outpost, and just a whole bunch of amazing pictures from there.
Yes, and another event that will be happening this Sunday will be a memorial ride for the cyclist John Mello that was killed on 101 a couple weeks ago up near Big Lagoon. And so I'm really glad that this memorial ride is happening to really honor John and to really bring more attention to the need for really safe roads and sharing roads with all users. That ride is going to be this Sunday, March 10th. And it will start at the Arcata Plaza at 10 a.m. And there will be a part of the ride that will go through Arcata Bottom and head up towards McKinleyville. And then a group that wants to continue for the longer ride up where John Mello was killed will be leaving from Rogers Market in McKinleyville off the Hammond Trail at 11 a.m. So if you would like to join in, it'll be great to have a real crowd to really honor him. And you can check out more information on the Bigfoot Cycling website.
And our hope is that we can have fewer and fewer of these kinds of stories. Unfortunately, there's far too much of it in our area. Now, Emily, if I am correct me if I'm wrong, but the area where that accident took place is an area of 101 where there is very little shoulder. Is that correct?
Yeah, there is. You know, I think in the coming weeks there'll be a lot more details about exactly kind of where the crash occurred and what was, you know, what kind of led up to the crash. But that is an area where there's two lanes in both directions. There's not a great shoulder. There is some kind of sloping of the shoulder there. I know that Caltrans is looking at kind of in that whole area, what are some things to improve just, you know, the shoulder kind of in the immediate term, and then, you know, planning out, you know, in a couple years of what else can be done to improve cycling, improve the, you know, roadway for cyclists and other users on the roadway there.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, a first choice is a Class 1 separate trail, but if we can't have that, at least a roadway that is more conducive to safe bicycle travel with a decent-sized shoulder. I know there's no separation there, but at least with a decent shoulder, you've got some barrier there.
Correct. I think the memorial ride will be a great way to really honor that legacy and really kind of come together as kind of all users of the roadway and really advocate for safer roads.
Absolutely. And it probably wouldn't be a bad idea for us to have a representative from Caltrans on again regarding that and the you know, future of roads and trails in our area.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, there Caltrans is working on a Share the Road, Arrive Alive PSA safety campaign. You know, it's really tragic that that's happening at the same time, you know, as this, you know, tragic incident. But there will be about probably 6 to 8 video PSAs and other announcements that will be going out throughout District 1, so from Del Norte to Lake County, that will be on TV and at movie theaters and kind of other outlets, and really focusing on a lot of the key aspects for preventing distracted driving, for how to ride in the road safely as a cyclist, or how to be visible at night as a pedestrian or a cyclist, as you're a driver, how to handle pedestrians wanting to cross the road, how to be an aware cyclist and pedestrian, you know, of just So I really feel like that will be a great campaign that will be across the region, but there's a lot more discussion and action that really needs to happen.
Absolutely. And thanks for bringing that up. It's absolutely a worthy thing to be part of this ride to honor him. Mm-hmm. So thank you both.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben, for taking the time to talk with us about events going on there in Ukiah. Best of luck with that rail trail. Sounds like it's going to be fantastic.
Yes, we're looking forward to it. I just want to remind everyone about next week's NCRA meeting.
Oh, yes, please.
On Wednesday, March 13th. I believe they're typically at 10:30 at the county board chambers, but I haven't seen the agenda yet.
Okay. That is open to the public.
Yes, it is a public meeting.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you very much, Ben. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Cliff.
And Emily, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And this conversation, as always, will be podcast at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.